What's up, Windsor?
Fiona McDonald and Krista Klundert of Angie Goulet and Associates, and we have one of my favorite human beings on the planet joining us today, Lexi Pistagnesi, and she is going to tell us all about her business, Lexi by Design. I'm so excited to learn some of this because I have no idea about branding.
No, neither do I. And I love that we've all known Lexi for quite some time.
Yes.
So I love watching you flourish into this amazing businesswoman.
Thank you.
And grow your own brand.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Super exciting to see. So we're going to pick her brain on all things branding today, on web design, on all sorts of stuff. And you're going to educate us on everything that we just don't know and need to know and why we need you.
That's right. Why we need you. Because you're going to tell us, and then as realtors, we're going to sit back and be like, but I got to go show a house, got to go do this. And then we don't
exactly.
do anything. So
and then it's like, wait a second, call Lexi.
Exactly. Exactly. But first, to be boring. No,
real
I'm
estate.
Kidding.
But first,
real estate.
Real estate.
But first, real estate. So what is going on right now? Since our last podcast, the mortgage rates did get held. The Bank of Canada held their rates. So that's
right.
good news. It didn't
good
go
news.
Up.
Yes. So we celebrate a hold. I know everybody's like, yeah, but it didn't drop. But what we're starting to see is banks offer lower rates in anticipation of lower rates being lowered
that's
in
right.
the future, right?
So, and speaking from experience, I closed on my investment property about a week and a half ago. The day I closed, the bank lowered their rate. I got that rate. Like that
that's
morning
nice
before I got
gift,
the keys, they
it?
Let me sign the new rate. So,
yeah.
So guys, like things are not bad. Like, yes, they're holding rates. I'm going to say this. Predictions of what's going to happen in the next 6 months are all over the place. Like,
all over the place.
I'm going to say this, though. The negative predictions are the doomsdayers.
Right.
And it's the sky is falling. But then you hear other people going, it's definitely going to drop. So,
and so what party do you land in?
I'm the glass half full party.
Okay.
I think within the next 6 months, the Bank of Canada is going to lower their rate. I think eventually we'll probably hover around 4.5. Maybe even a little bit less is my hope. But what party do you land in?
2024, you know what? I sit in both parties. I just like to know what both sides are saying and be prepared for the worst, but expect the best. That's always kind of where I land.
Yes.
I can wrap my head around some of the doomsdayers stuff
yes.
because, you know, history repeats itself and there is some truth to be said there, but always in hopes of things just ramping up and looking really positive, right?
Yes, yes.
And we've got a lot of signs pointing to that. We're seeing the market really heat up all of a sudden. Like it just happened 2 weeks ago. It's like everything changed. My phone started to ring and it was right when I was coming back from holidays. So I'm super grateful for
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
That was
yeah.
a good way to come back from Florida is like yeah. hit the ground running. And we're just seeing that all of a sudden buyers are excited and it's seasonal.
We that always is
talk warm
about
day.
Seasonality, right? Like the birds are chirping and everybody wants to buy a house. People are excited to list. We're seeing prices. I'm starting to see prices go up.
Yes, yeah. agreed.
Yeah.
yeah. Specifically, and again, we've talked about this before, but it's that first time buyer, which you're in that age group, right? It's that first time buyer price range that really seems to be the most active. And we were just talking about before the podcast here about first-time buyers and the rents that they are paying versus buying.
Yes.
It makes no sense to rent right now. And if you're renting a new place, you're grandfathered in, you got an $800 rent, all-inclusive, whatever, okay. But maybe then buy an investment property.
I think, you know what, for some people, renting does make sense. I don't want to completely take that off at the table.
Agreed.
Because for a lot of people, it does make sense. But I don't want anyone in that scenario because they've watched videos or heard that it just, that buying a house just isn't possible for them because it is. There are so many creative ways to get your foot in the real estate market and really get it starting to work for you to your advantage. Because once you get your foot in the door, that's when it really, all of the craziness, all of the inflation, all of the prices that continue to rise, well, when your foot's in the door, then that continues to work for you rather than against you. But it's just that initial step that's difficult. But there are so many ways and means to get your foot in the door. Have a conversation with somebody that works in the industry because I just don't want, I find there's a whole generation of human beings. Would you think that this is a correct statement in saying that they're just very discouraged?
Yes.
And there's a lot of media saying that, you know what, it was possible for the boomers, it was possible for our generation, it's no longer possible for them. And that makes me sad because it is. You know,
yes.
I have a house full of 20-something-year-olds, and I know that it is possible for them. It's going to be a little more difficult. Absolutely.
Maybe save money a little bit longer because that 5% down is now a larger chunk of money. We get that. But definitely possible.
And all it takes is some creativity.
That's
and
right.
some flexibility. Investment properties, right? Mm-hmm. Find a duplex or something, rent the other side out and subsidize those payments, different things like that. So anyways, please don't get discouraged. I think that's a podcast that we should have, is how to get creative and really like show that it is possible to get your foot in home ownership.
Yes,
if that's
something that you would
like to do.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Anyways, total rant, total side note. We want to hear about branding.
But it is good. And it's funny because I've been hearing these conversations from a couple of younger clients or renting clients lately and saying, I feel like I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to keep renting. And I say, but look how much rent you're paying, you know, versus. But anyway, so market is doing well, very well. You know, as we always say, if you're looking to sell or buy, give us a call. We've got lots of agents that can help
you
out on that.
And it's always a good time to do both. It actually is a good time to do both at the moment. Mm-hmm. I know we say that sometimes because that's what we're supposed to say.
Yes.
Please believe every word that we tell you.
Yes. Tomorrow is always too late and yesterday is too soon. No, I totally said that wrong. Krista the wise.
I don't even know how to add to that. Normally I can play off of what Krista says, and right now I'm at a loss, but that's okay.
What is
okay.
that saying?
That's okay. We're just going to move on.
Yeah, there's
like
a saying.
Like that never happened. I'm just kidding.
There's a saying. But today is the day to buy real estate, is I think the saying, something like that.
Long story short, it's a good day to buy and sell at the moment.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But I do think after Easter we're going to see a plethora of signs for sale signs. So
I'm sorry, I'm starting to see that already.
I know. Like, I know.
Yeah, it's go time.
It is.
There is so many pent up sellers that have just been waiting for a little more traction in the market to get that for sale sign up. There's a lot of people that held off for quite some time.
Yes.
Right? And now they're seeing it's a good time.
Yep. But comes that buyers as well. So
I agree.
Now you're going to have more buyers possibly to compete against. So you got about a week to give us a call.
Yeah, exactly. Our phones are in our pockets at all time. We're ready
they
to say
are.
Hello.
They are. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So let's circle to Lexi. I want to hear all about what you're up to. I know that it's been, what did you go to school for initially?
Yeah. So I have two degrees. So my first degree was in advertising and marketing and my second was business, which I had a specialization in marketing, but it kind of rounded out my skills a little bit more and gave me some more insights into like owning a business and everything like that as well. So that's kind of my background.
Okay.
Good
and now we landed at Lexi by Design. So you are doing web design, you are doing branding, right?
Yes.
And so what brought you down that path to land here?
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, it was really like a very natural journey, honestly. I started kind of freelancing just on the side during the pandemic.
Okay.
And at that time, I was kind of like a jack of all trades, like whatever graphic design thing you needed, whatever web design you needed, like I was there for that.
Good experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Just trying to get my feet in the door, you know, work with all different types of clients and really just kind of narrow down on what I wanted to do.
And what works for people.
Yes.
Which is so important.
Exactly. For sure. For sure. And from there, I kind of realized that I wanted to do more with that. Like, I didn't want to just be the person that you went to when, like, you needed a design. I wanted to be the person that really propelled small businesses forward, because that's something that I've always been extremely passionate about, is, like, small business, our local community. I think, especially in Windsor Essex, we have a lot to offer here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I completely agree. I always, like, I look at different communities, I've lived in different areas, and I look at our small business community, and it is thriving, and it's very cohesive and unified, right? Like, it's
an
awesome community of human beings that are doing some really fantastic things.
And I find that Windsor people are very much supportive of those small businesses.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something I found in Windsor, too. Like, really strong support for small businesses, and I love that. And that was something that was really important to me and a big part of, like, my mission. So from there, I kind of just went down this journey of, like, trying to tweak my process to make sure that I was like optimizing the best experience that I could for my clients, to make sure that I could take them kind of from start to finish, not just when someone needed a graphic or they needed something for social media or whatever, but from start to finish.
One-stop shop
to be able to bring them to the next level.
I like that, because I'm sure it would be hard when you're creating a graphic and handing it over to someone and you're like, what's really going to be done with this anyways?
what kind of a full bigger spectrum? Picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so your big picture now and the pieces in between?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, basically love that. It. Yes.
The most simplified version, because I really have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to this stuff.
Okay.
So in saying that, so let's pretend I come to you, you know I'm a realtor.
Yep.
What would you do with me?
Yeah, so typically the first thing that I do is I'll have a discovery call with you. It's really important to me at the beginning of our project that I really understand what your goals are for both like the short term. So like usually I ask like the next 6 months, what are your short term goals? What are you trying to do? Why did you come to me? Like what are you facing or struggling with in your business? Mm-hmm. And then your 5 year goals, like your long term goals for your business.
Okay.
Because I don't want to develop a brand or a website for you then in 5 years you're like, oh my God, I have to change everything because it's not working for me anymore.
Yes,
so I want to really understand where you're coming from and where you're trying to go.
Okay.
From there, most of my projects are pretty custom. Like I usually kind of piece together what I think is going to be the best to help you achieve your goals. I have kind of some set packages, but I'll like add things in or take them out based off of where you're at in your business. Because obviously someone who's in their first year of business versus someone who's 5-10 years in, they're going to have different goals. They're going to have different needs. They're going to have different budgets. They're going to have different timelines.
Yes.
Someone
so very tailored to your client.
Very
that's
tailored
amazing.
To my client.
Yes. That's wonderful to
hear. Yeah. And very like, a big part of my mission is like, I don't throw things at a wall just to see what sticks. Like it's very strategic from like day one. I want to know what your goals are and I want to develop something that's going to help you get there. That's
amazing.
Super important.
Yeah.
Super
client. So you're listening.
I love that. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So we would start off with that discovery call. I would learn more about what you were trying to do. Usually I send off a proposal, give you an idea of what I think that is going to be best for you at that like kind of stage of your business. Mm-hmm. From there we kind of, you know, we'll chat back and forth. And it kind of, again, very custom. It kind of depends on like what package we're going with and what we kind of discuss and what is going to be best for your business at that time.
Yeah.
And then I have some like, you know, I have some standard processes that I follow. Again, pretty much everything that I do starts with strategy.
Mm-hmm. And then it's customized.
And then it's customized from there. Yeah.
So once you kind of present, here's what I'd like to do with you and here's where I think you should go. Is it then a lifelong relationship? Like, or
ooh, that's good the question.
You know what I mean? Like, are you
like, do you create and hand over or do you create and maintain?
A little bit of both, honestly. Okay. So I like to always be there for my clients after I pass everything off to them to make sure that they feel supported and that they have someone they can come back to. Obviously, I've established the foundation for most of my, for my branding projects especially, but for both projects, I've established the foundation for your brand. So it's very easy for me to take that and continue to help you and further your progress along.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, it's also important to me that you feel like empowered and capable to be able to make changes on your own. So that's a big difference between I find my web design process and a lot of other web designers is I train you at the end of our web design process on how to make changes to your website because I understand that like things change. Sometimes your services change. Sometimes your pricing changes. Sometimes you might want to add something new. I want you to have the ability to change that and not feel like I'm stuck and I don't know what I do.
This is amazing. So I worked for another organization I'm on the board of now and we had a whole web designed. We couldn't change. And things were constantly changing. You want to update it. You want to make little tweaks here and there. If we wanted to change the wording of something, we had to go through the organization. And there were a couple of times where they gave us like step-by-step how to do it. We did it. And then the whole thing would scramble or something. Like,
oh, man.
Maybe that's old school. I don't know. That was about 10 years ago. But still.
Like, it's a fear I think that people have.
Terrifying.
I've spent thousands of dollars on this website. And now
I'm completely dependent.
Right. Yes. Right. Okay. Yes. Oh, this is so interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you, so you're local.
Yes.
But are you able to do global?
Global. Yeah, for sure. I work with clients from pretty much everywhere, mostly in North America, I'll say. And I like I said, I love working with local and small businesses. There's something just great about like being able to interact with that person like in real life, see them at events and be like,
see their business.
Yes.
Okay.
And refer them too to other people as well, because that's important to me as well as like creating that connectivity and being able to refer past clients to each other. Like, hey, I know you need this, but I just worked with someone who offers
this. Yes. And I think those types of people are the most passionate about, right? Like they want to be doing this.
Yes.
So it's probably very exciting to work with them.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Lex, we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful to watch this happen. Okay,
Thank
so
you.
Now I want to understand, how do you build a brand? What is a brand and how do you build a brand?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of want to start.
I feel like that's one of those like hype words that's everywhere, right?
Yes.
And nobody understands it.
Yeah, it can be elusive.
Maybe it's just me.
No, I honestly think that it's a lot of people because a lot of times when we talk about like branding, people assume it's like your logo. Like that's what people first think. Right. Maybe some people also are aware that like it's like all your colors and stuff like that, right? But that's actually like a really small aspect of what a brand is. Your brand generally like. In a general sense, is what other people like think, feel, and like associate with your brand. So your brand lives in the minds of your audience, not in what you think that you are.
Right. Right. Right.
Okay. So
let's take an easy one, for example, would be Nike.
Yes.
Like, yes, the swoosh is, we all recognize it, but we also understand the Nike lifestyle kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
This is cool. I didn't realize that's the brand. Angie Goulet and Associates are stripes, but that's not where it ends.
But that's not where it ends.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot more than that. And a lot of people think like...
So this is why you have so many questions on this discovery call of like, who are you? What do you stand for? Where do you see your business going?
Yes. What are you passionate about?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't do the like, send me 10 cute pictures of logos and I'll make you something nice.
Right.
Right? Like it's really important to me that there's more to it than that. And that it's actually, again, like it's helping you further your business.
Like the story behind who you are and how you want people to perceive you.
Yes.
Is
and there's
that
so
right?
much. Yeah. And there's so much psychology behind it. There's so much like there's really like a long strategic element, especially in like my like projects with like long-term business owners. It's different when you're in your first year of business because there's less...
You don't know
a lot. A lot of times, like, when you're first starting your business, like, you got a hope and a dream. Like,
well, this is the thing. Like, here's where I hope to be, but might, within the first few months, discover, like, oh, I actually don't want to sell ice cream. I want to sell muffins or whatever.
Right, or I love working with, like, this type of person. I had no idea I would love working with this type of person, right?
Yes, yeah.
Your audience could change in the first year. So much can change in your first year of business.
So in that case, are you, because it's so custom, you then go back and say, okay, look, we're going to tweak things?
Yes. Yeah.
That's very cool. Wow. So
let me ask you
on.
Something. In an established business, do you find that like rebranding is difficult and comes with its own set of challenges?
Oh.
Right? Like have businesses been misrepresented in the community or ill represented, right?
Yeah, oh, for because sure. of bad branding.
Bad
is that
branding
what you mean?
Or just not doing it properly, right?
It can for sure.
It's
a
great
or bad press.
Yeah.
Have to deal with that?
No,
I'm not.
Give us the gossip.
Like, I've been fortunate not to have to deal with anyone that had bad press.
Okay.
Yeah. But I could. I mean, like, it's a very, it is a very different process when you're rebranding a business that has already had an established brand.
Sure.
Because there's already an impression that people have of your brand. It's already there.
Like, and how do you take them from A to B?
Yes.
Right?
And that's where the strategy comes in. That's like why that aspect is so important. It's good for me to know that. Like that's, and a lot of times, like I've had three-hour strategy calls with clients where we're just brainstorming and like, I want to know everything.
Often. How often do you go around to businesses and whatnot and you're like, I want to get my hands on these people and rebrand them?
A lot, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times it's just because I really love the business too. Like there's a lot of small businesses that I like love and I'm like, I have so many ideas like already about what I could do with their business.
Oh, I bet.
Well,
yeah.
The wonderful thing about what you're doing is like, you're not selling a product that somebody doesn't need, right?
Yeah.
So you walk into a business and you see that their branding is off and it could be so much better. Like you're going to help this business thrive, right?
Yes.
And so it's not like it's all self-focused in any way. It's like you go in and you're like, I want to help you, right?
Yeah.
And you really will help these people, businesses, ours included.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
So we're going to put how people can get a hold of you on the screen.
Amazing.
Are you Instagram, Facebook, everything?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All of that.
Social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lexi by Design Studio on pretty much everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us the number one mistake that businesses, entrepreneurs make.
That's a really good question.
It's not just one.
I'm like 20 just popped in my head. I think a lot of times business owners tend to underestimate how their investments can like bring them forward.
Mm.
A lot of times I think people think because they can DIY things that that's like the best option for them. And I'm by no means like trying to knock people. If you don't have the budget and stuff like that, that's something we talk about. And it's something that's important to me that I am considering in our projects.
Oh my girl, I have a Canva account and I'm well aware that
it's not the same.
DIY.
Not the same.
Yeah. Like, I have cut not and even paste, attempted
and I'm
Canva.
Like, that doesn't look like it's supposed to.
Oh. Well, and all you can really do is copy and imitate there, right? Sure. Which, like, a large part of what I try to do is I'm helping you to stand out, right?
Right.
Like, I don't want you to look exactly like every other business, which is what's going to happen if you're using Canva. Scrolling too much on Pinterest and
yes.
try to copy the copy paste that you see online.
So I shouldn't use the Nike swoosh is what you're saying?
Probably not. It might be a misbrand a little bit.
Yeah, I might get in trouble. Lex, thank you so much for explaining all of this to us. We're going to make sure that you guys get her contact information and be sure to reach out because, I mean, she's creative and you've got a great mind for this. I love it.
Thank you. We're going to make sure that she's linked to the podcast. Also, how much I should say, but you're going to see some of Lexi's work in the near future. How's
yes.
that? We don't
yes.
want to spoil, no
stay
spoiler
tuned.
Or anything like that, but stay tuned for
yeah.
some Lexi by Design. We're super excited that you were able to join us. Make sure that you follow her, check her out. And we're so excited to see all of
the growth.
Local businesses. Actually, do you have any local businesses that you're working with that you can shout out?
Yeah, I'll plug my, I just worked with a social media management group. They're awesome. Ascension Socials. They're really good. I just
okay.
worked with them. So check out their website because I just did it.
Yeah.
And check them out because they're really awesome at what they do.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yep.
We will. So quickly, because we are really running out of time here. What's going on
this weekend? So not this weekend, but the following weekend, my favorite thing is starting back up, and it's the downtown Windsor Farmers Market. So that is Easter weekend, next Saturday. I think it starts at like 7 or 8 a.m. Anyways, if you haven't been, you have to go. Fantastic vendors, great produce, great food, and live music, and flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, the little pedal truck is
so
my favorite.
Good.
Yes, exactly.
I gotta go. I've never been.
We'll be seeing you there. We've got Windsor Express games coming up. St. Clair College this weekend on the 23rd has an open house from 10 till 1. Lexi is alumni, and you can see what's going on in her life. St. Clair College kicks out so many wonderful programs.
Oh, it does.
So be sure to check that out if you're trying to figure out what's next in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And Tecumseh Mall, bunny photos. Like, everyone needs a bunny photo. So go to Tecumseh Mall and check it out. See the Easter Bunny. And
of course, Angie Goulet and Associates open houses. So we've got quite a few open houses this weekend. Because don't forget, next weekend is Easter. So we will be taking that off for open houses. So if you want to get into a property, make sure you do it this weekend. Check out our social media pages for that. Other than that, I think we should probably wrap up.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. Bye.
So tell us everything that you're doing for Angie Goulet and Associates Web Design.
Yeah, I'm super excited. We're getting really close to launching everything and putting it out there. I mean, actually, probably by the time people are watching this video, it's going to be up. So yeah, I'm super excited about it. So really, what we wanted to do with this project and what was super important to Angie was that we came to this website from like a client focus of what your clients wanted to see, what they needed from you guys, and not a here's all the accolades and all the awards that we have, although your team does have a lot of them.
Yes.
But we really wanted to focus on the clients because that's such an important part of the Angie Goulet and Associates brand.
And their journey.
Yes, and their journey. Yes, exactly.
And that's Angie Goulet and Associates' heart.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is.